Well, I have a question. How is the apartment search going?
I now pronounce you
domestic partners.
Three weddings.
Yeah. Three weddings. Which you named the baby after.
I quite
her.
Literally yes. feel ill.
I was like, I can't be gay and have a Virgin Mobile phone.
That is just too much for one to bear. This rain just like has got to end. There has to be an end in sight.
I feel like we're in Hilary Duff music video.
Let the rain fall
ooh, down.
You hit that.
Wait, Colby, did you even have an umbrella? I didn't see you walk in here with an umbrella.
I did.
Okay.
Yes,
did you leave it downstairs?
God. Are you asking because my hair is wet?
Colby
just
literally
got out of the shower.
When Colby walked into Katie's apartment, she like slammed open the door and was like,
ah. I'm late.
Like
it took me forever to get here this morning. I don't know why.
She threw her bag down.
No, you did. Yeah. You came in here frantic and I was like,
well, because I felt bad. It's like I was running behind.
It was like it was such a peaceful environment in here, and then Colby like
stormed
into Katie's apartment.
I thought I was gonna be in trouble.
No, you're never in trouble.
Yeah.
Although I will say, if I came in here late, I'd be in trouble.
No.
I mean...
Katie agrees.
We hold you to a different standard.
I heard too well. You do hold me to a different standard. Colby gets the free pass, but it's okay because she looks stunning. So
well, it also takes you like 2 minutes to get ready in the morning, so...
You don't know me.
I left my apartment at the exact same time that you said that you just left yours.
That's crazy, and I don't know how that's possible.
I'm not kidding. I shut my door when I texted Same.
Did you take the one?
Yes. The elevator stopped on like 18 floors on the way down, and then I get outside. It was downpouring. I got to the one as probably the train that you were on was arriving.
Oh, okay.
Nothing was going my way this morning. Then I debated Ubering, and then I was like, no.
I was wondering, I was tracking you, because I was like, oh, fuck, I thought I was super late.
Yeah.
So I was tracking Colby, but she was way behind me, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, it was trailing, and then I was getting caught behind slow walkers, I don't know.
This is my favorite time to take the subway in the morning, because you really see, like, New York City. Like, I see, like, little kids getting on the train alone, and I'm like, this is crazy.
I cannot imagine, like, my mom would hardly let me scooter to elementary school alone, which was literally down the street.
No, same.
New York kids are built different. The fact that they can just get on the subway by themselves and
they
like,
also dress so well. Like, I specifically saw this kid walk in behind me on the subway this morning, and we were on the subway together the entire time, and he's in full like dripped out Adidas, like a full tracksuit color coordinated, and like some really nice Sambas that I haven't even seen the colorway for yet. So I was like, Jesus, these kids look good.
I was so jealous. His parents.
Same. They're probably stunning.
Yeah.
Because, like, this kid was dripped to the nines. And I was like, that is not what I was wearing when I was your age. I mean, this kid must have been in middle school, maybe.
Yeah.
But, like, not late middle school. Like, he was, like, a sixth grader.
Wow.
And...
was he alone?
Dripped out, yeah. Alone.
Alone. Oh, my God. See, that freaks me out.
He had wired headphones in. I was like, you're so cool.
Oh, my God. So, like, I use wired headphones. Does that mean I'm cool?
Yeah, you are cool. This is reminding me when I had the Dyson Zones. Like,
Yeah.
I feel like we talked about this on the podcast at some point.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, the comments on the ad that I did with them were literally, like, is that a spaceship? Like, where did you find that UFO?
Yeah.
It's, like, it was huge.
Oh, my God.
No one needs that kind of hardware.
They were, like, giant cones on either side of my head. Like, just so funny. But they were great headphones, I will say. Like, when I did put them on my head and was listening to the sound, I was like, wow, I feel like this is an immersive experience.
What did people do before headphones?
I don't know. It's
way too much time with your thoughts. Well, they probably only had instruments.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, like, were there devices that could, I guess, like a boombox? People walked around with their boomboxes playing, like...
But when they had boomboxes, they had, like, Walkman. Well, I guess before Walkmans. Did you have one of those?
Record players? A Walkman? Not like a classic one.
Isn't a Walkman like a basic, like basically an iPod?
No.
No. You could put,
I had that.
You put cassettes in.
You put a CD or tape in it and it had headphones and then you would listen to it.
I had one of those with a CD port. Like I had a CD player.
Yeah.
But not a Walkman. Like a Walkman, when I think of that, I think of a cassette.
I had one of those.
Like a tape you put in and it's like a tape player and those like... horrific headphones that were like in the shape of a circle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm. Tr- I don't even think I know what you're talking about.
Oh my God.
They go over your head.
Bless you, Jack. Bless you, Jack.
Like just... a little headband, and they were really small.
Oh, okay. I do know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever had those though. When I was in middle or high school, I was always the last to get like the new cool stuff. Like I remember everybody had a Razer phone, and that was like the cool thing.
I never had one of those either, if that helps you.
That does help.
Did you have a chocolate?
No, I had a freaking Virgin Mobile, and literally I was nonstop bullied for it.
What kind of phone did you have?
Virgin Mobile made this like slide up situation. It was like a slide up, and then the keyboard was... Do you know what I'm talking about? It was like kind of like a vertical oriented phone. You know how the Razer was like horizontal? Like you kind of like flip it up
or whatever? So it's like a chocolate. The chocolate was a slide up.
Okay, yeah. I think it was probably like the keyboard. Chocolate thing. Yeah.
No, but that was like cool.
My Virgin Mobile is not cool. People used to be like, yeah, Virgin you Mobile. To say
you had, if somebody saw that you had Virgin Mobile, I'm sure that was cause grounds for bullying.
I literally stormed to my mom and I was like, what
you
the hell?
You have to get me Verizon.
It's like, give me something normal, please.
Damn.
I was like, I can't be gay and have a Virgin Mobile phone.
That is just too much for one to bear.
You can't be gay and a virgin. That's so funny. No, people had such a hard time with like the word virgin back in the day.
No, it was like, I mean, kids would like latch onto any word that was considered that had to do with sex, you know?
Yeah.
So like me having a Virgin Mobile was like my crucifixion. Like I was, nobody let me live that
down. Yeah. Well, I'm glad we're through that.
I specifically remember being at the park and this kid that I was like actually good friends with was bullying me for my Virgin Mobile. I never got a Razer though. I never was upgraded.
Do you want one now? I'm sure that you can get one for real cheap.
I'm okay with my iPhone.
They brought back maxed out the Razer phone.
Oh, really?
Recently.
The Motorola. Yeah, is it a Motorola? Yeah. Yeah, okay.
With they revamped it.
Interesting.
They have the one that looks like it's like split in half almost, and it like props up and you can put it on the table and like take content. I feel like Addison Rae is the spokesperson for that, if I had to guess.
Addison.
Oh, sorry.
She's rebranding.
She drops the Ray. She's so...
she's just Addison?
She's so Britney.
Yeah.
I've not heard about this. What's the reason? Why doesn't she like Addison Rae?
She's removing herself from her affiliation with TikTok, I think. Oh. Like her TikTok persona.
Yeah, she's just rebranding.
So that she can pursue the music career?
Yeah. Now she just wants to be Addison.
Oh, sly.
It's like when Snoop Dogg rebranded to Snoop Lion.
I've also never heard that.
I can't actually remember if that was like a PR stunt for like a brand he was promoting or if he actually like stuck to Snoop Lion.
Snoop Lion.
Yeah, I don't remember either. But I just adore him and Martha Stewart's friendship.
Me too.
Oh, I do love that.
So funny.
I haven't really been keeping up with the pop culture lately though. Outside of
Timothy and Kylie, the only thing I can ever see on Instagram is them.
Wait, so I was like going through Instagram stories while I was on my way here, and one of my friends, I guess, saw them on the West Side Highway and like took a video from behind because they were in the city last night or two nights ago for the Knicks game, I guess.
Yeah.
And my friend just like saw them on the street and it's them walking. And from behind, it's like so weird to see them from behind because they literally look like normal people.
Yeah.
Which I don't ever consider.
They were sitting on a bench literally where I walk every single day and I felt sick. And the hotel that they were staying at, because Kylie just posted a dump, is right by my apartment. And I really wish she would have asked me to babysit. Stormy and Air were there.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Them and their 58 nannies?
I don't know if I would recognize them from behind. Because the thing is
I don't know if you can see them.
Oh, see, they don't look like what I would assume. From behind.
I know somebody else who posted that exact same video.
Oh, really?
I don't know why you would follow him.
Trip.
That's your friend?
Wait, it's so funny that you said that.
You mean our friend from college? That Adam decided is his friend?
When did you even meet him? I met him on Instagram.
I've met him like a bunch of times going out, but it's so funny that you just said that.
Oh my god.
No, he like loves me. If you were to go like, do you know Adam? He'd be like, I love that dude. Like he would, I guarantee you would say that.
Oh my god.
He is one of those like guys that I had met from Elon where I was always like dapping him up and like turning on my straight energy and like we were buddies, I promise. But I will say what's funny is that is not who I thought that was who posted that video.
Oh.
To be honest, I thought it was a different person with that name who I know. Okay. And the fact that you just, I was like.
So you mean Adam's friend? If Adam went to Elon.
Adam, but now that you said that, now it makes sense. Funny. Because I was like, wait, I don't think that version of the person that I know with that name lives in New York. So I was so confused as to why he posted that video. And then I was like, wait, if Colby saw somebody else post the exact same video, maybe he stole the video and reposted it or something. They must
have been standing right next to each other.
There were so many things that just went on in my head.
That is so funny.
I'm so glad that you just confirmed who that is, because now I'm like, oh, okay, that makes more sense. This makes sense. Yeah.
That's funny though, because I feel like with celebrities, you hardly ever see them from behind, because those photos are like not as expensive, like, or you can't really sell those photos like, yeah, as a paparazzi.
Because you can't confirm.
I'll never forget, there was this one like very viral moment with Taylor Swift in a parking garage, and she got like bombarded by a paparazzi. And so in order to make the photos like unusable, she walked backwards out of the car, like into wherever she was going, just completely backwards the whole time.
So, I'm like, surprised her face, Justin Bieber hasn't taken up that strategy.
Wasn't in it. Well, maybe he has in the photos. You've just never seen them because, like, I think that someone had, like, a video camera. And so it was, like, funny because it was, like, obviously her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But honestly, iconic.
No, it's so funny. But, like, even her, like, she was in, like, yoga pants and a black hoodie. Like, wow. Just looked like a normal person. Ugh, you know?
I love them so much.
What hotel did they stay in?
They, that time, stayed at Phuket's.
This past weekend? Or whenever they were here. I haven't been to that hotel in so long. Since, like, we went to drinks that one time with our friend to celebrate her thing. That was last time I went. It's been a while. I think it's your turn, Katie.
It's been a while since we did the intro before the 20-minute mark. Are we there?
Almost.
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam.
Girls, how we doing?
Well, I have a question. How is the apartment search going / the gearing up to move in together going?
Colby and I had our first fight already.
Well, Adam was stressing me out. He texts me at 7 a.m. the other day and he goes, I think our budget needs to be $1 billion in order to find somewhere livable. And I was like, what? And then I was like panicking, and I was like, I thought we already had a conversation. We were on the same page. And then I, like, spiraling, thinking about what Adam is considering to be livable. I was like, I don't know what's going on here, considering you live in a flex wall currently. I was like freaking out.
See, from my perspective, I thought I was making a funny joke. I was like, you know, like a normal Adam speak.
I feel like you always speak in, what is it, hyperbole? Hyperbole,
where everything is like exacerbated.
Everything is either the end of the world, the best day ever. Everything is just,
yeah, there's no in between with
that. It's amped up. So like, I would take that as like $1 billion to you for an apartment, like maybe is just, I don't know, double.
Yeah.
Still a lot, but
see, but I'm also like, I feel like I'm also the most frugal person alive.
Exactly. No, I know.
No, that's why
I was like, I thought we were good. And then no, I Colby thought like that you were spiraling. Saying we were like priced out. And I was like, I feel like we've seen some decent things. It's way too early to be looking for when we need to move anyway.
But you also have to be reminded that I have never gone through this process in the 7 years that I've lived in the city.
How did you guys find the first apartment, like, well, the only apartment you've lived in?
The only apartment. So we all lived in Maryland at that point, right? And we were still at Maryland, and one of our friends was from New Jersey, who we lived with in the first kind of iteration of the roommates of that apartment. And so he went into the city, he like found this apartment on Street Easy. The guy that he was talking to, the broker, was just like, oh, this apartment isn't available anymore, like, I just listed it, but I have another one coming to the market in a couple of days. Do you want me to just go walk you down to it to see it? And walked him down to it to see it. We like saw the price, found out it was rent stabilized, the building was super nice, and we like signed it the next day, basically. It was honestly like such a string of luck.
Sight unseen for you, but like one of your roommates had seen it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. So that I hadn't seen it. So I didn't really have to go through the hassle of finding the apartment.
But you have looked at apartments with me.
I feel like you also Danielle, every or for Danielle. Year go and look at apartments saying that you thought you were going to move, and then you just end up resigning your lease.
We did. So I did kind of do that, but I think the difference in previous years is that there was like a backup plan.
Right.
It was like we could always re-sign the lease even if we didn't find a new apartment that we liked.
Right.
So now there's like no backup plan. And also like I have to mentally grasp being the most frugal person alive, the fact that I'm going to need to spend more money. You know?
and like be trapezing with no net.
Yeah, and all the while like telling Colby that like I might also want to buy something that we would live in. So I'm also like looking at what's on the market to buy.
But you gotta pounce on that now, like now. I know, too, which I know. Is stressful.
I know exactly, and that's like a 3-month process. So I'm like looking at apartments that are on the market for sale, and I'm just like, oh my god, like this. It's just horrible. And I will say, so my other roommate who's moving in with his girlfriend, he is also stressing. Probably going to buy. So
he's got, you guys all got to get on this.
He's on it. They're actually seeing 3 open houses tomorrow.
Oh, see? Okay. There you go.
But like, it's easy. Like they're buying a one bed and
One bed is, yeah.
And I would want to buy a 2-bed. Like Colby, you're not in the picture. Like I would want to buy a 2-bed because I think that it's just a better investment to buy a 2-bed based on what I've seen.
Yeah.
So anyways, guys, and then I was spiraling, and then Colby was spiraling, but then luckily I didn't realize, but I'm apparently over here with like Queen of Real Estate in New York City, and she sends me like this list of buildings that she compiled that she likes, and she's like sending them to me on Street Easy, and then all of a sudden all my anxiety went away.
Colby? Yeah. Oh, I was like, who's Queen of New York City? I thought this was an Instagram account.
No, literally, Colby. She sends me this list that she has of all the buildings that she's been compiling.
Yeah, I've been monitoring for months since I knew that I was moving out, and I started like any listing that I saw that I liked, the listing that was up and the location it was in, I just jotted down the actual building.
Yeah, Colby literally has a list of like 30 buildings that she sent me, and I was like, okay, I feel safe now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I was doing that too at some point. Like I have a list in my notes of buildings I walked by that looked cool.
Yeah,
I would just write down the address.
Yeah,
and I actually,
it's smart because you can go directly to them.
Well, that, and if you work with, like, we have a friend from high school that I was like kind of working with a little bit. She ended up only showing us like a couple listings that I didn't like totally love, but she was super nice to help us for free. Just like looking at things, and I sent her a long list of like 10 apartment buildings that I saw when we were walking around the Upper West Side back when I thought I was gonna live Upper West, and she's like, yeah, so none of them have availability. So yeah, I'm like, oh cool,
thank you,
thanks for looking.
But that's like why it's honestly good that Colby has this whole list, because now it's like, I was thinking, is there a way to set up in Street Easy like
alerts
alerts for the buildings?
Yeah, I think you can.
I was sly.
I should start doing that. I honestly need to log into Street Easy because I think that there's more features that you can unlock.
Oh yeah, and you can save listings log in. Yeah. On there.
Oh yeah, yeah. I logged in. I've like saved searches. Don't log in. I track apartments that I like.
I just look.
I will say
I just peruse, because also the rental market here is so nuts. Like, if we're moving like mid-August to end of August, you literally could sign an apartment the first week of August, which is why I was so hopeful of the lease takeover, because this is going to be our summer now.
So are you not to place. Are you not going to do the lease takeover we in can't. Adam's building?
Which is arguably like completely my fault, because I waited so long to have the conversation with my roommate about what was going on.
Oh, someone already took it?
And so we had the conversation. I immediately texted the girl and I was like, hey, is this lease takeover still available? And she was like, it's already gone. My building's like a hot building because of the rent stabilization situation. Like all the apartments are so well priced and so nice.
You should
stick
some notes under people's doors and be like, if you want to break your lease, I'm your guy.
No, literally. I actually,
because someone might.
I know. Colby had a good idea to like post. We have an internal building channel where people like sell furniture. So even over the last 7 years, like I've never bought furniture. I've either taken Katie's from different apartments, or I've gotten furniture from like our internal building.
And this
website.
Is where you sold your sweatshirts that you talked about last
Exactly. Sold my sweatshirts. And so this is where that girl posted the lease takeover. And so Colby was like, why don't you just like post if anybody wants to give up their lease, like we'll take it over basically, which is a good idea.
Yeah, no, incredible. Because some people are probably just like, I mean, I'd say not most people, but some are probably like just waiting out the end of their lease so they don't. Because if you break your lease, you get fined, don't you? Or no?
Yeah,
I think there's probably some clause that's like you need to pay like X amount of months or something of rent if you break your lease.
I always heard that it like ruined your credit score if you broke your lease.
I don't know exactly how that works. I think it kind of depends on what's like in the lease agreement, but
yeah, because New York has like weird laws with like the squatters law, like
yeah,
all sorts of things. Wow, it's really coming, really raining out there.
No, my pouring. God. But yeah, so in Colby, the other thing we have to think about is like Colby's lease is up at the end of August, which is like a better situation for us, honestly, if we were to start a lease like late August, early September. Like that's like way better than if we start it like when my lease is up, which is end of July. Right?
Yeah. Well, either way, but
Kilby's like, they both suck.
Yeah. Regardless, I think we should try and sign like a 14 or 15 month lease to get off the summer.
Yeah.
Just to like be able to do the off peak inventory moving forward.
Yeah, I need to be like taking some Xanax when I'm doing this apartment search. Like, thank God that Colby's like level headed because I am not.
Well, it's nice you have each other.
Freaking the fuck out to Colby that we need to quadruple our budget.
I was like, oh no.
You know, it's all about balance. And
I was like, I'm about to sell myself on the streets for us to afford,
you know, in every great relationship, there's like, you know, someone's going 70%, someone's going 30% one day, then the next day it's like 60-40, then the next day it's 50-50.
We moved past it.
We did.
Very quickly.
Are you guys going to be in a domestic partnership?
Yeah, like, Adam's going to claim me as his dependent.
Well,
I would love to do that. I would save so much of my taxes.
Well, so Jack and I are entering into a domestic partnership because... now that we live together, his company...
Oh, you can be on his insurance?
We're figuring it out if it's actually going to work out. But my insurance is actually so terrible, like so beyond terrible. I can't find a single dentist in New York that will take me that doesn't have like something questionable going on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just want a normal dentist. Like I walked by 10 the other day and I was like, oh my God, I've been wanting to try it after you guys have been talking about it. They fully are like, will not take my insurance. It's... actually $1,000 if I want to go without insurance.
So crazy.
Anyway, long story short, I was like complaining to Jack about it and he's like, oh, I should just ask my HR. And he asked yesterday and apparently I can be on his insurance because we live together as a domestic partner.
Wait, that's amazing.
So we can be domestic partners together.
That would honestly be so slay.
And I'd never like heard of domestic partnership. Like I was like, wait, how have I heard of this before? Like obviously besides the fact that it just exists. Facebook. Do you remember when people would like say they're in a domestic partnership with someone as like a joke?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So now we're going to have to update our Facebook status.
Your grandma is going to be all over that.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Like, I mean, people definitely, I see benefits to being in a domestic partnership. Like,
is that a legal thing?
What do you mean legal?
Like, do you have to file paperwork?
Yeah. Yeah, we do, I think.
Can we have like a courthouse wedding for you?
A ceremony?
Wait, can you imagine? That would be so funny if we did like a whole photo shoot at a courthouse and like a ceremony for you guys signing your domestic partner papers.
I now pronounce you...
domestic partners.
Domestic partners. I now pronounce you insured.
Yeah, literally.
No, it's insane. I spend $700 a month on insurance because I'm self-employed. And some months I don't even use it because I can't find a place that'll take me.
That's crazy.
It's actually insane.
I hate to say ridiculous. It, but
you should honestly just cancel your insurance. Like, normally people who don't have insurance honestly have cheaper bills than people with insurance.
Yeah, I saw something on TikTok.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding.
An ambulance ride, and he originally received a bill with a discount and then got a new bill that was like post his insurance, and he called and he was like, what's with the discrepancy? My insurance covered like X amount and this bill is however much it was. And the other one that I got is way less. And they were like, that's because we didn't have your insurance information at the time. So you got the uninsured discount. And he was like, so because I have insurance, I have to pay more.
I saw that too. It was so bonkers.
It was wild.
But the healthcare
system is so ass backwards.
I will say that video was over a minute and it went super crazy viral. So hopefully the TikTok creator fund, if he's in it, paid for the ambulance ride.
I really hope so for him.
Of that viral TikTok.
Because it's so effed up.
Wait, interesting. Okay. Well, my mom's definitely listening to this, compiling a text to me as we speak.
About why it's important to be insured.
About why I cannot cancel my insurance.
I'm serious, like, you might save money.
Well, I don't have to worry about that because I'm going to be in a domestic partnership.
I can't wait. We need to have a party for it.
Well, you guys should join one too.
Yeah.
Literally in a heartbeat. What's kind of funny also is when Colby and I were talking to this realtor dude and like talking about what our situation was. Like, I was like, okay, I want to buy a 2-bedroom. I want Colby to like live with me basically as a roommate. And he was like, okay, we'll need to tell the co-op boards that, you know, ask if there are any rules and regulations around roommates. And he was like, or you guys can like pretend to be in
a couple
like dating. And I was like, oh, I'm so down for that. I texted Colby immediately. She was like, perfect, like we'll do a whole photo shoot, like all this stuff. We were like, we'll like pretend to be in a full couple situation so it's not an issue with the co-op boards. And then he was like, the only thing is, like, you need to not have any social media presence. And I was like, so we need to delete our entire social media for this to work.
And the podcast.
Our digital footprint.
He was like, but what's your digital footprint look like? Like, do you guys have, you know, like, do you guys have social media? Because if so, like, you can't have any social media footprint because they will do a deep dive on your life, basically. And I was like, ah, that's probably not going to work. My entire gay dating life is all over the internet.
I don't see why people wouldn't want to have you two in their co-op.
This spring and summer, we want skimpy wireless bills and fat wallets. And with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month, Mint Mobile has you covered.
Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. This year, skip breaking a sweat and breaking the bank. Get your summer savings and shop premium wireless plans at mintmobile.com/matchmade. That's mintmobile.com/matchmade.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month, 5 gigabyte plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for the first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details.
We would be the best.
Yeah, we'd be great additions.
We'd join the board.
No, Colby
and I would be like head of PTA. PTA equivalent? I guess just like the co-op board.
You could be on the board at one point. Be on the board.
I could help organize some socials within the building.
Colby would be chief social officer.
Social chair of the building.
Social chair of the building. But yes, Katie, to long-winded answer your question, that is how our housing search is going.
Okay. It's in process.
It's in process.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to seeing these apartments that you're going to see.
I made a mood board that's gorgeous, actually, on Canva Pro.
Of course you did.
See, I'm like moving in with Lily, the queen.
Well, Adam found... Hey, give yourself some credit. You found this apartment that we're sitting in right now.
No, I'm good at finding apartments for other people.
Okay, so that means you will for yourself.
Just pretend it's just for Colby.
Just when it's not your money.
No, that's literally it. It's like, once it becomes my money, then I'm like Jessica Simpson. Like,
oh, it's so easy to convince someone to do something when it's not your money.
Easy.
Oh, yeah.
I love convincing people to do things when it's not my money.
It's not that bad. Oh, I'm great at convincing people to spend money.
You definitely you are.
I guess it's part of my job, so.
Yeah, that's true. You're an influencer after all. That's funny. But yes, we will find an apartment. We will keep the people people updated.
What is like on your list of things you're looking for other than a 2-bed?
My situation is I care so much more about location, light in the living room. Like the bedrooms in my opinion can just fit like a bed.
Yeah, that's
like,
fair.
I wouldn't care, you know? It just needs to have like a sleeping arrangement. And I think I'm optimizing for like big living space, not an old ugly kitchen, light in the living room, and then a location that I like.
What are your thoughts on a walk-up?
Fine.
I honestly don't care about a walk-up.
Yep, same here. Okay.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, I've never lived in a walk-up, obviously, but like you've lived in walk-ups.
Multiple walk-ups.
And it's fine.
Yeah, and I'm fine with it. Like, as long as, like, the space is nice, like, I don't really care that much.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I care more about living space and just, I want to be able to keep my dresser.
Yeah.
And I was planning to get a queen bed instead of a full bed, but I don't need to do that.
Colby's like, Adam wants closet bedrooms.
I mean, I get it.
I don't care. I've lived in it. I mean, hey, we all saw my first apartment.
That literally fit a bed.
I was so happy to be there. So
that one was like literally hit from all angles. It was like the smallest bedrooms ever. The kitchen was like a walkway.
Yep.
The living room literally was barely fit a living.
2-seater couch.
Yeah, 2-seater couch. That was the kicker, really. Like the fact that you and Julia had to like lay on top of each other at all times when you're on the couch.
Yeah.
Which is so funny.
With her cat.
And the cat. I see good things for you guys. I really hope so.
I will say I'm slowly, I feel like, getting kind of sold on Brooklyn Heights.
Colby.
That's like my new thing.
Colby is the spokeswoman.
I know. I've been trying.
And no, Colby's like really selling
I'm
me.
Winning. And honestly, did you see the restaurant I sent you?
No. When did you send me a restaurant?
Well, I sent you a restaurant that just opened over there. And I was thinking that we could go once we go look at an apartment over there.
Okay, yeah, I love that idea.
I feel like we should go this weekend just to peruse to an open house.
Yeah, okay.
Do you want to come?
Sure.
Okay, let's do it. That sounds like fun. I will say I'm like, Colby's definitely selling me on it. And then my other really good friend at work, he owns an apartment in Brooklyn Heights. And Brooklyn Heights is apparently the highest appreciating zip code
in New York. Okay, so I didn't do anything to sell Adam on this.
No, just that was
me telling Adam that I wanted to live there and it was really cute and I love it over there wasn't enough.
No.
All my friend at work needed to say was Brooklyn Heights is the highest appreciating zip code from like a real estate I've perspective.
I've sent Adam so many things too. I'm like, it's legitimately two subway stops further than where you live now on the same subway that you always take. It's a 10-minute drive from my apartment. It's not far.
No, it's not. But I'll think, I'm just...
Adam doesn't like the thought of living in Brooklyn.
It's not even that. Be real. It's just like the things that I like doing are in Manhattan. Like my berries that I like with my instructor I'm obsessed with is in NoHo. So like,
but you never know. You could...
There's berries right there.
In Brooklyn Heights?
Yes, I sent it to you.
I don't think I saw this.
It was an 11-minute walk from the apartment that I sent you.
Okay. I don't think I think I missed all these texts.
You know, this is exactly what happened to Miranda Hobbs in Sex and the City when she decided to move to Brooklyn. But then she ended up loving it.
I think I would. Like, it's a really pretty neighborhood.
Brooklyn Heights is so chic.
And, like, the promenade is so pretty.
There's
like,
so many gorgeous stores. There are a lot of cool
restaurants and bars popping up there.
Yeah.
And it's you're right. It isn't, like, that far.
So close.
But I'm just thinking of, like, my West Side Highway walks, my runs.
You can extend them and run the bridge to the West Side Highway. You'll be there very quickly.
Okay, that's an idea. That's not a bad idea.
It's a change of scenery.
You guys are right. And objectively, the apartments are so much nicer. Like, the two beds there are, like, massive, so much light, really pretty.
The buildings are so quaint and nice.
Yeah, and, like, it is really pretty. Okay, I think I'm aligned. We can go this weekend. Approved.
Okay, well, I mean, of course, you need to cast a large net, I say, from experience of...
True.
Oh, and one other requirement that I do everywhere. Have after my living situation, and I'm sure that you feel similarly because you've never lived without, but I need to have laundry.
In unit?
At least in the building. I've only ever had it in unit in my last two apartments. In my first apartment, we didn't have it, obviously, and I cannot go back to living that way.
I mean, honestly, I've never lived like that, and I don't think I ever want to, so.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'm very aligned. I've
just become way too accustomed to it, and that is something that I need.
I actually don't know what my life would be like without laundry in the apartment. Like, I have it in my unit.
Me too. You take it out, like I did.
You have it here, though, now, right?
Well, we have the two-in-one, so it takes...
A century, 10
hours to do one load.
That's insane.
And it shakes the entire apartment all day long.
Perfect.
So we only use it for dire emergencies / like underwear where it like doesn't take that long to dry.
Yeah.
And I take everything else downstairs to the laundromat, which isn't a big deal.
So how do you do that? Do you get like a Santa Claus bag and you just like sling it over your shoulder and go to the laundromat?
Jack does.
I would have a boyfriend.
Well, I used to do it myself. Oh, all the things I used to do by myself. Now we have jobs.
Break down the boxes.
Well, like, yeah, no, he did that this morning before you guys even came over. Because he knew you were going to say something.
He knew it had to be spotless in here.
No, we're a team. We're a team. I do all the dishes and, like, the cooking and stuff. And he takes the laundry and the boxes down.
Okay.
We have a system. But before him, I did it all, obviously. And I remember thinking, like, oh, one day it'd be nice to have someone to help me with this. And here we are in the domestic partnership.
In the domestic partnership. I can't wait to make it official and throw the party.
Yeah. Well, no, I think you guys could find a washer dryer. I think you can.
Especially in Brooklyn Heights.
Or sorry, in the building at least. Like, you can definitely find that.
I'm so excited.
Well,
but like, oh, like none of, we. Who lives there that we know?
You. You will. And so we'll go there.
It's very close to Brooke as well.
Oh, that's true. Hey, Brooke, we're coming to visit.
Well, I was telling Brooke, I was pitching her on doing a Brooke in Brooklyn day where she brings us to all of her favorite places in Brooklyn, like starting in the morning. Like, I'm talking like a full day event where we like go to her apartment in the morning and that's like our starting place. And then we go to like breakfast, we go to like shopping. There's lovely antique stores over there. We go to lunch, like a full on like Brooklyn day.
And we'll be close to Lucali, so we could try and go there.
Oh, the pizza place?
Which I've been dying to go to forever. Yeah. But the other thing is, I feel like we would be paving the way for people to move to Brooklyn.
You're so right.
Because no one lives in Brooklyn.
I feel like...
Kidding. That's a joke, like, everyone.
Out of our friends, I feel like people are going to start at some point having the conversation of like where they're going to go next.
True.
And I feel like a lot of... our extended friend group has like started to move to Brooklyn to like do something different than be actually in the city. So I feel like it's not out of the question.
You're right. I'm getting slowly sold. I don't even know if I talked about this. I probably did at some point, but when I was interning and I lived in, what's it called? I lived in the Bronx.
Yes.
For like a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Did you stay in like the Fordham dorms?
No, my friend went to Manhattan College, which is in Riverdale. And so I lived in Riverdale. And Riverdale, objectively, like in the Bronx, is like a super nice, amazing, beautiful neighborhood. And I was like so embarrassed that I lived in the Bronx.
Why?
Because everybody else lived in the city. And it was like when I was a junior in college. And I was like, it's not cool that I live in the Bronx. And so I used to say that I lived in an upscale neighborhood in the Bronx.
Oh my God, Adam.
Oh my God.
So many people live in the Bronx.
I know. It was, I mean, guys, this was like 9 years ago. True. At this point.
You've
like,
learned.
I was young and immature, but people like still reference back to that.
But like Brooklyn Heights is not a neighborhood that people would be like, oh my God, I cannot believe Brooklyn that Heights they live there. Like, like, what are you talking about?
No, I'm all in on Brooklyn Heights. Like, I think it's great. Good.
Okay, I'm so happy.
Yeah.
I tried to convince Katie to move there.
Yeah.
Katie's not at that point
yet. I sent her the same building that I sent you that I love.
I mean, we could have done it. Like, Jack and I were open to looking elsewhere, but then this apartment, everything just happens so fast and everything feels so, so stressful for like 3 weeks of your life. Cause you're like, what if we don't find something? Like that was the fear.
Yeah. That's me right now, but like 3 months in advance.
But then the thing is you're gonna find it. Like I've had 6 apartments now. Every apartment I've had this fear and I've found something.
Well, the other thing is like, yeah. As we were saying, you could sign a lease and move in the next day here. It's just
literally
how it happens.
It's like kind of what happened with you, I feel like, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I literally sent you that apartment. You saw it the next day and then you signed it like literally within that same night. It was
literally.
Yeah, you have to because otherwise you lose it.
You sent this listing on a Sunday night. We went to see it Monday, like not thinking anything of it. No offense. The photos weren't that great. Okay. Street easy photos.
Wait, they were beautiful. I will find the listing. The listing was beautiful.
Okay.
They juiced it up like a lot.
Yeah. So there was like fake furniture in it. You know, like I don't trust when they put the fake furniture, the AI furniture.
Yeah.
But they do that now. Anyway, we saw it. Then Wednesday, we signed the lease. It happened. Life comes at you quick.
Comes at you quick.
It sure does.
Life comes at you quick. Brooklyn Heights comes at you quick.
I feel like you guys should also look in Chelsea so we can be neighbors.
We've been looking.
Yeah. Been looking, I promise you. I actually did find like an apartment that I liked in Chelsea that's kind of close to you that I sent to Colby.
Okay.
And it's actually like really pretty.
Okay.
I'll send it to you at some point.
What's wrong with it then?
Or is it just like too soon? I don't think anything's wrong with it per se. I'll send it to you later. I don't know if I can find it, but it was like a pretty like top floor, I think, very light oriented apartment.
Okay.
And it was cute. Oh, here it is. West 21st Street.
Oh, that's, yeah.
See, like, cute, right?
It's in a prime area.
Cute little living room.
Oh my God, great lighting. Is that a fireplace?
Yeah. It's not like a working fireplace. It's more like just a mantle. No, it doesn't need to be working.
Oh my God, I wanted a mantle so bad.
But I feel like it's cute. We could put our frame TV above it.
The frame TV you're going to get?
I definitely want a frame TV.
You should. I mean, look how
Colby, are you aligned? Great
they look. I'm down.
Danielle influenced me to get mine.
Yeah, what was my problem with this, actually? I don't think I had a problem with this. I think I was just, like, being a brat. But it looks good. I think we should go see it.
Okay.
We can add it to our open house tour on Sunday.
I mean, that's the thing. We have to just start looking at units.
You're right. It's only been on the market for 13 days, and I feel like it's, like, priced pretty well. Does it have laundry and building?
There you go.
Colby.
Would you look at that?
Laundry and building. All right, I love it. We'll go see it this weekend on our house tour.
How exciting.
I know,
Take me with you.
You can come, of course, anytime.
Should we read this email?
Yes.
Before we have to go to work?
Yes.
So we got this email in our inbox, and at first I was like, oh, that looks kind of long. And then I started reading it, and I'm like, holy crap, this is good.
So, people come up with some good stories lately.
Yeah, this is a story, and it's from... I can't say her name. I don't know why I was just going to say her first and last name.
Katie, we don't do that around here.
She said, anonymous, please. And I was going to just full on do that.
Anon, please. Hey, Katie Pilotti.
Okay. Hi, Adam, Colby, and Katie. I've been a silent listener for years. You guys always sponsor my Saturday morning hot girl walks. And I'm sure people think I'm crazy when I'm laughing along on the street. Love it. I have a funny story and then want some advice. I changed my name and a few other unimportant details in case someone would recognize it. My best guy friend in high school and I were off and on all throughout high school and then officially stopped talking when we both went to college and I was dating someone else. Post-college and a breakup, we reconnected, but lived in different cities, so we would just talk on the phone weekly. These phone calls would last hours, and we would talk about the super deep stuff. He would reference us dating often and said that we would officially be back together once we saw each other again. We made plans to see each other over Thanksgiving, since that was the next time we were both going to be home. He was even talking about how he wanted to take me to his family's Thanksgiving dinner, which I thought was a bit much. And our last phone call on Sunday of that week was him saying that he would text me plans on Tuesday. Then I didn't hear from him. Too big for my own ego, I also didn't reach out. That's so you. I feel so like you would do that too. But then never heard from him, so texted him around Christmas and asked if we could grab a drink since I didn't know the next time we both would be home. He replied saying he had family things going on. This was believable as his brother had been in and out of rehab and needed some space. I left it alone for 2 months and then I just had to know, so I texted him to check in. He called me immediately and started off the conversation with, "Oh, I have to be fast. My girlfriend is on her way over for a movie." I asked how long they'd been seeing each other, and he replied with, "Well, I'm going to be a dad in August."
Oh my
God. We kept talking, and I heard the girlfriend come in the background and say, "Is that Emily on the phone? Put her on speaker." I was slightly terrified, but she goes on to say that their therapist had asked them to compile a list of influential people in their lives for potential baby names, and he had put my name down, and she loved the name. Long story short, there's now a little baby Emily running around, and I haven't talked to him since that day. LOL.
Wait, so he named the baby after her?
I quite literally feel ill.
Like, he was, like, breadcrumbing her into thinking that they were going to, like, get drinks on Thanksgiving. Like, he was going to take her to his family dinner. Well, I'm wondering the timeline. Well,
hours-long conversations.
So, what's the timeline here? So, okay, so that was, like, potential to see each other on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
They were talking before that, so it's, like, what?
November.
Like October, yeah. November. Then didn't see her December. The baby's born in August. Okay, so that's actually not like a nefarious timeline.
No. I mean, that means they got pregnant at like New Year's.
Right.
Or like December.
Yeah, so I guess
like,
she...
Maybe they started talking around Thanksgiving.
She like reconnected with him in February to be like... Or called him in February to be like, "Hey, what's going on? What's up?"
Yeah.
Okay, so not crazy, but like a little bit... Like, okay, with the name.
Yeah, it's insane.
The name thing's the crazy
part. And the fact that he said she was an influential person in his life.
Well, he probably lied about who this girl was.
But why would he even bring her up in general?
I don't know. And also, like, the girl having the baby, she doesn't think this is weird that they're naming their kid after...
And she's never met her?
Yeah.
This is, like, his high school ex-girlfriend. Like, why would you ever... There are certain names, like baby names, that are off limits in my mind because I either like had a fling with someone that had the name or like
know someone.
Yeah, have a bad association with the name.
Yeah, that's so fair.
And so this girl, the new wife or whoever, like the baby mama, definitely does not know the relation.
For sure. It's kind of funny that this is like a story that came up in our inbox because I saw a TikTok, I think 2 days ago or something like that, that went super viral about how it was kind of a story similar to this about this guy who like named his kids after like ex-loves, basically.
I have chills. I have a
body. Sick and twisted. And
all of the comments were like, "I had a similar situation, like didn't realize that my like ex-husband, I guess they ended up breaking up because he cheated on her or something, like named their kid after his ex-lover or something like that." And there were all these comments that were like similar stories.
That's so wild.
Apparently it's a thing that men suggest names for their kids that are like their ex-loves.
Somebody that I went to high school with, and my name is not common, like spelt the way that mine is. Somebody that I went to high school with had a baby, and I saw somebody post it, and its name is Colby with an IE.
They were influenced.
Yeah. We were not lovers.
Well, that's positive.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a second part, that little small question for advice. From
I can hear it.
We owe it to her because she just gave us a great story.
For sure.
For advice, this sounds so dumb, but I dated someone all through college and then had this weird situationship, mentioned above, for the first year out of college. I've only been on 2 dates in my life, one being my high school and college boyfriend, and then the other being a random one-off. I'm pretty social, but I get so scared and stressed every time I think about going on a date. I'm trying to put myself out there as I know I'm never going to meet anyone if I don't I don't. Any advice on a first date? What to talk about? How to make it less intimidating or awkward? LOL, thank you. So she just needs a little push to go on a date.
Honestly, once I feel like this year I decided I was going to try and dive more into going on dates again, I feel like I started realizing, like, if I put myself in any social situation with people that I don't know, it's always so fine and can hold my own. And so I stopped, like, kind of getting nervous and just thinking about it. Like, I'm just going to meet someone new.
Also, like, just, like, keep the first date to, like, an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Like, just be like, you know, let's get a drink. I have a dinner after or something like that. Like, put an end time on it. So then at least for, like, the hour, hour and a half, you, like, that's not that much time, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you get on Zoom calls for an hour.
Right.
You know, and talk to random people about random shit. You know, like, you could totally do this.
You have to have coffee chats for work. You can go on a date.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like those are good pieces of advice.
Then again, I need to take my own advice because I have been out of it. But I will say Hinge is, like, literally my worst nightmare. Like, whenever I go on Hinge, it's, like...
I don't know. All I think of is just the fact that where I'm sitting right now, like, in my life, like, with Jack and having a great domestic partnership going, that would not be possible if I hadn't put myself out there and gone on that Hinge date.
True.
And, like, it's crazy to think about, like, what wouldn't have happened if I hadn't just done it. Like, it is nerve-wracking, like, leading up. It's kind of like scheduling. I think about it like scheduling, like, plans a week in advance. It's like, oh, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do something every night next week. And, like, it's not going to be a big deal. And then the week comes and you're like, crap, why did I do that?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Begging for something to be canceled. Like, that happens with dates. Do you hear that?
Somebody's sawing something up.
Is that just in my brain? Oh, someone's making a bamboo fence in the backyard.
Oh, like a homemade one?
How gorgeous.
Like the backyard next to ours, because I don't know, they're making this like crazy bamboo fence and it's going to take them all week.
Okay.
Did
they tell you that? Or
I've been a peeping Tom, obviously.
And observing.
Observing. But yeah, so anyway, it's
going to... Nosy neighbor.
It's one of those things where you look at, you're like, oh yeah, yeah, it won't be bad. And then the day comes and you're like literally feeling ill that you have a date later.
Yeah.
But I'm saying if you do it more often... It isn't that bad. It's like going to a workout class. You know, like a workout class can be really like daunting and very difficult. But if you do it multiple times a week or like you do it a lot, then you get better at it. And then it's, you know, you already like can, you know what the moves are going to be. You're like, you can move up to the front and be in, you know, it's like that. Like the more you do it, the better at it you are.
Yeah. And I feel like.
And it only takes one. To work out.
It's true.
And then you never have to go on another one ever again.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
It's the dream.
There's such, I feel like, a specific type of person who puts it out there that they, like, love dating, love going on first dates, love meeting people. But I don't buy that. Like, it doesn't have to be always, like, so positive and, like, you're allowed to say that you hate going on first dates.
Yeah. It's valid. And it's very normal.
It's very draining, honestly.
Colby's like, just to add some pessimism to this advice.
Well, I'm like...
It's real.
I'm like, it's okay to feel that way, that you like don't want to go on a date.
Yeah. Remember when I used to cry before literally every single date I would go on?
Yeah. And look at you now.
Look at me now. I don't even go on dates.
No, that's not true. You do go on dates. That is a testament to what can happen if you just go on a lot.
That's true.
No, we're in like a lull right now. It's the pre-summer lull.
The pre-summer lull. Yeah, yeah. We went through cuffing season. There was no success. And so now we're in
the summer lull. But summer is going to be electric.
I think so.
Summer is going to be a vibe.
I agree.
Summer. What's that from?
High School Musical.
Adam didn't know.
I didn't know. Katie saw me like looking into the distance being like, what the hell is this girl talking about?
I saw your brain like scrambling to try to figure it out.
It was trying so hard and it just did not, it did not find anything.
I can't believe Memorial Day weekend is already next weekend.
I know, it's crazy.
It's really messing with my mind.
Wait, are we taking off a week or no?
We didn't plan to.
Oh my God. I feel like we're fine to like continue on because we're going to take off for July 4th.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll chat offline.
Colby's coming to good old Annapolis next week.
Woo!
She's having a slumber party at the Harrison residence. She's I haven't seen her new house, actually.
Oh, it's so cute. I can't wait for you to see it.
I'm very excited.
It'll be nice. We can walk downtown.
Are you going too?
Yeah. Well, because I have to be in D.C. for work on Wednesday. And so then I'm going home because I have a wedding on Friday and Saturday in Baltimore.
Right. And I have a wedding in Annapolis.
We all have weddings.
And you have a wedding in Long Island.
Wait, huge wedding weekend. Long Island. We're going to have so much to reflect on after the wedding.
So much.
Because we're going to three weddings. Oh my God, I already know what the title is going to be. Three weddings.
I thought you were
remember that show on TLC, Four Weddings?
Four weddings and a funeral?
No.
Oh, three weddings.
It was just four weddings.
Oh, four weddings.
Oh, I love that.
Well, perfect. Because it was going to be three weddings.
Yeah. Three weddings.
No, that show was so unhinged. They put four women together and they each went to each other's weddings and they would rate different things about the wedding and give it an overall score, and the wedding that won got a free honeymoon.
Diabolical.
It was insane.
Literally diabolical.
And like four random ladies
who would be filmed for
TLC.
That's so funny.
Sitting in the corner judging your wedding.
Why would they ever set themselves up like for any sort of criticism of their special day?
That's to win a free honeymoon.
Nope, diabolical. No free honeymoon would be good enough.
Well, guys, I think that's our cue.
All right, producer Adam says we gotta go.
It's been fun. Until next time. Love ya. See ya.
Bye. Bye. I haven't even drank my coffee.